events as and when they happen. The main news on Uzo Radio.
Welcome to UNZA Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, 74 Kapasa Makasa students detained. FNB Zambia buys Standard Chartered's wealth and retail banking business. In international news, at least 104 Palestinians were killed in a wave of Israel strikes in Gaza. And in sports news, Matero Magic wins Dolphins. Has confirmed the detention of 74 students from Kapasa Makasa University for violent conduct. In a press statement by police spokesperson Reha Monga, it states that the incident occurred at 11 hours on October 27th, when the students allegedly engaged in disorderly behavior within and around the university premises. According to police reports, the group comprises 46 males and 28 female students that were protesting against the management's decision to introduce a new grade point average GPA system. Authorities stated that the protest violated public order regulations and posed a potential threat to the peace and safety of other students and members of the surrounding community. However, Reha Monga says that while expressing grievances is a right, it must be done peacefully and lawfully. He has assured the public that the police are committed to maintaining peace and order across the nation. Mansa General Hospital has recorded a sharp rise in motorbike accident cases, with medical authorities warning that the trend has become a major public health concern. Head of Clinical Care, Dr. Tachiruzi Mwenya, says the hospital has observed a steady increase in trauma cases linked to motorbike crashes, particularly among young people. Dr. Mwenya has revealed that the hospital recorded 39 cases in 2021, rising to 199 in 2022, nearly tripling to 525 in 2023, and climbing further to 808 in 2024. He described the trend as alarming, noting that most victims are young and productive members of society. He further disclosed that the hospital is facing challenges due to the breakdown of its CT scan machine, a critical diagnostic tool used to assess severely injured patients. The non-governmental gender organizations coordinating council, NGOCC, has announced that it will not make submissions to the Technical Committee on Constitutional Amendments, whose public consultations are scheduled to run from October 27th to November 13th, 2025. NGOCC Board Chairperson Beauty Katere says this decision follows deep concerns regarding the legitimacy, inclusiveness, and intent of the current constitutional review process. Katere is of the view that the ongoing consultation is a residual effect of the widely rejected Constitution of Zambia Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025, rendering the entire exercise premeditated and potentially geared towards a predetermined outcome. She has explained that NGOCC has previously urged the government to withdraw Bill 7 and to establish a transparent, genuinely consultative and broad-based process that reflects the voices of all stakeholders. Furthermore, Katere notes that this constitutional amendment process appears narrowly focused on the forthcoming 2026 general elections rather than pursuing a long-term durable constitutional order. She has since reiterated that constitutional reform should transcend electoral cycles and instead aim at building a stable governance framework capable of promoting justice, equity, and inclusion for all citizens. Green Economy and Environment Minister Mike Mbosha has warned that areas affected by the cyanamid pollution by the Kafue River remain unsafe for crop cultivation. Bosha says the area remains environmentally unstable and can cause serious health risks to both human lives and livestock. He adds that the agricultural activities in the polluted ones can only resume once experts provide clearance, as any premature disturbance on the soil may reverse the ongoing restoration efforts. Additionally, in an interview with Unza Radio, agriculture expert Dr. Oliver Bulaya says land delegation and pollution takes time, and the only solution is for farmers around this area to look for alternative land to practice farming temporarily. Dr. Bulaya also highlighted that the government has promised to compensate affected farmers during this period to ensure that they are not affected. Still in local news, Solwezi Central Member of Parliament, Stafford Munuta, has refuted social media reports alleging that the Zambia Kimasala Road, under construction by JDC, Zambia Construction Company, was washed off due to poor quality work following the Saturday, October 25th downpour. Social media reports indicated that the Zambia Kimasala Road, which is one of the roads being constructed under the 10.1-kilometer Solwezi Township Road project funded by the central government, was left dilapidated after heavy rains which were experienced in Solwezi yesterday. However, speaking to the media in Solwezi today, Molusa clarified that the road remains intact, explaining that the minor damage witnessed is normal and it is near the bridge. The corrosion that we saw is just before the bridge, which is normal because there is a bridge that is being made so that they have left a space in between for the bridge to be completed. Finally, in local news, Standard Chartered and First National Bank, FNB Zambia, have entered into an agreement for the sale of Standard Chartered Zambia's growth and retail banking business portfolio in Zambia. This followed Standard Chartered's 27th November 2024 announcement of its intention to explore a potential sale in line with the bank's global strategy to concentrate resources where it offers the most distinctive client proposition. Under the agreement, all Standard Chartered Zambia WRB clients will be transferred to FNB Zambia, and all WRB employees will be offered employment at FNB Zambia. Speaking at the signing of the agreement today, FNB Zambia Chief Executive Officer Kapumpe Chola says this strategic move signals a new chapter of growth, unlocking greater opportunities to expand services and deepen customer value in Zambia and across the region. And Standard Chartered Zambia Chief Executive Officer Sani Zulu notes that this agreement marks a pivotal moment in executing the bank's global strategy, focusing on areas where it is most differentiated and can create the greatest impact. This is according to a joint statement issued by the Standard Chartered Zambia Head of Corporate Affairs, Brand and Marketing, Christian Matambo, and FNB Head Strategic Marketing and Communication, Kasali Kaingo. We now take a short break. Still to come is international and sports news. Don't go away.
Clinical Medicine General. diploma in nursing.